Blog Talk Radio.
About you and your crew and what y'all do and who y'all going to see and who y'all talking to. Well, let's get into it. Let's break it on down. Break it on down. Break it on down. Break it on down. All right, therapy with Sun 753. This is your daily. Go get a mission show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. AKA Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. So Daily Go Get a Business Show. We do this every single day and it's going down right now. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we're talking about the reasons that people want to be all up in your business, which you know. The reasons that people want to be all up in your business, all up in your area. The reason why they want to see you. The reasons why they want to put their peepers all on you. And you be mad about it sometimes, right? And you be getting upset about it sometimes, right? Because people be trying to spread rumors about you. Ain't that right? Sometimes they be trying to spread rumors about you. Sometimes they be trying to get all up in you. all up in your personal space and they not even in. You know, it's a little interesting when somebody wants to be all up in your place and they not even in your personal space. So you be finding out that somebody all the way over there has been talking about what's going on right here. I said somebody that's all the way over there, they've been talking about what's going on right here. Somebody that is all the way over there is talking about the things that are going on right here. And it's all about you. Some people get real upset about it. Are you the type to get upset about it when you hear about people not just spreading rumors about you, but when people that you don't know and you know don't know you very well have something to say about you? Well, it's not always a bad thing. Sometimes people have something to say about you. Sometimes people have something to say about you because you're interesting. Sometimes people have something to say about you because you have a kind of aura or a kind of way about you that makes people, you know, take a little notice. And you may not even been trying to be noticed, and you may not have even noticed that people were noticing you, and it gets back to you, and you find out that not only have they noticed you, but they've been clocking your moves. You know, it's almost like you've been under surveillance. It's almost like you've been in the witness protection program, baby. Somebody is around making sure that you're okay, or they're making sure that whatever you have done that is okay doesn't sound like it's all that okay to somebody else. What's going on? Have you reached celebrity status? What the deal is? Some people get really upset about this kind of thing, but you know how the elders used to say they talked about Jesus. Other elders say, yo, they talked about Jesus. I said, the elders say that they talked about Jesus, so why wouldn't they talk about you? The elders said that they talked about Jesus, so why wouldn't they talk about you? The elders said they talked about Jesus, so why wouldn't they talk about you? Because you ain't Jesus. Why wouldn't they talk about Jesus if they talk about you? But you ain't Jesus. You ain't walked on water, haven't fed the whole community with a fish, and you haven't even been able to blow out all your candles and make one little wish. You haven't performed a miracle, but you have touched lives, and you're finding out that shit, and you survive. And people all up in your area is making life for you just a little bit uncomfortable and scary, and you can do something about it. But you know how it goes. When you get word that people have been talking about you and they see that that upsets you, what happens? You get talked about a little bit more. You get talked about a little bit more. Get talked about a little bit more. Get talked about a little bit more. Get talked about a little bit more because they want to see order in the court. I said, order in the court. I said, order in the court. Order in the court. I object. I said, order in the court. I object, Your Honor. What y'all talking about? You see what y'all niggas talking about? They talking about you. Now, on the flip side, you know how it is. You know how it is when you used to come home upset talking to your mom or your dad or your brothers or your sisters or your auntie or your uncle or somebody that you felt like you could trust and you could reach out to and that you could confide in. You remember the first day you came home because, you know, you heard that the kids at school or the clubs that you attended or whatever, you know, they were saying things about you that weren't true. And you know how elders are. They know that this is just a rite of passage. They know that you'll get through this trying time in your life because you're just an adolescent or pre-adolescent and you're just learning how things work. So they told you, they may have said to you, well, they talked about Jesus. If you're a Christian, they say, well, they talked about Jesus. So why wouldn't they talk about you? They talked about Jesus. So why wouldn't they talk about you? Evidently, you are interesting to these people, but you may not be one. You may not want to be interesting to people in the way that people are making you seem interesting. And you want good things to be said about you. You don't want to have it said that you've been, I don't know, you know, some of the rumors that can really make you look bad as a young person. Maybe you kissed somebody that you ain't have no business putting your lips all on. Here you are. You and such and such sitting in the tree. A K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Yo, they was doing more than K-S-S-I-N-G. They was F-U-C-K-I-N-G. They was F-U-C-K-I-N-G. right in front of Miss Mary and everybody. They can see them outside with their panties down. Now, hold the fuck up now. Wait a minute. How's it going down? And it can get that bad. And that's one of the reasons why young people don't like. That's one of the reasons why young people get very offended when there are rumors being spread around. Because your reputation is very important when you're growing up. You know, you don't want people to be looking at you as if you're a female, like you some kind of hoe, or if you're a young boy, you know, some kind of thug, some kind of bad guy, something that most parents don't want to respect or wouldn't want you to be. At least that's how it was when we was growing up. It wasn't glamorized being a thug when I was growing up. Maybe nowadays, you know, it's a little bit more popular. But there's still good kids out there. And regardless of the fact that we live in the internet era and, you know, one rumor can spread around the rest of the world instead of just in your small world around the way on your block, you know, around the corner at the playground, the park, the clubs that you go to, Girls and Boys Clubs of America. Shout out to everybody who grew up going to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. You know what I mean? That was the shit. Or the rec center around the way. The rec center around the way we used to run ball. You know, the vet, the rec. We had all kinds of nicknames for places where young people would hang out, where girls would jump rope, where dudes would play basketball, be on football teams, and you know, just get their athletic and social, you know, rocks off. But when people see you, when they see you a lot, they're watching what you're doing. That's why it's kind of important to watch what you're doing and, you know, try to keep yourself okay. But that may be very hard for you when you're really trying to do the right thing and may actually be doing the right thing. You may be the type of person whose parents raised them the right way. And you ain't always all up in the mix of some crazy shit. But when people see you and they may be a little bit jealous of you or they may be a little curious about you, so instead of confronting you, maybe they just find another way to get some kind of intel on you. Maybe they find just another way to find out what you do, how you feel, where you go, how you know people, what's going on. You tell me, and that might not be something that you want. So what do you do about it? First of all, do y'all know what I'm talking about? Do y'all understand where the God's trying to take this topic, this situation? Wait a minute. Did I see Cinderella Dana Dane up in the house and my man Ansel Jones? Let me give a shout out to Cinderella Dane. Oh, y'all know it's Cherry, but it's Cinderella Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman Dana Dane. What's going on, Dana Dane? It's the Dane, it's the Dane. And my brother Ansel Jones is all up in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Actual fact, baby. Growing up is hard to do, especially when you're young and impressionable and really just trying to get your social rocks off, just trying to find a way to fit in. You know how when you grow up, you always have your best friend, and you think that you and your best friend are going to be friends for life. And you kind of have to submit to the fact that just because you may be good friends today doesn't mean that you're going to have to be great friends tomorrow. And many of us have had to come to the realization that young friendships don't always last forever because of the things that happen when you are young and when you are forming friendships and when you're just trying to find your way through this thing called life. You know what I'm talking about. You know. And it can be because it can happen through rumors. Rumors. People talking about you. Around the way, we didn't use the word rumors. We would say, yo, such and such been talking about you. Yo, such and such is talking about you. Yo, they talk about you, son. Yo, they talk about you, son. Yo, they talking about you, son. They got to say it's not all that good this way. I think you better step to them today. But you know how it is. When somebody tells you that somebody has been saying something about you and they don't want to be a part of the situation, they don't want you to say that they said it, which is understandable, but at the same time, how do you know? What's your trust factor of the person that delivered you the message in the first place? It's not always a pretty thing. It's not always a great thing. So these are the things we have to deal with. What about these rumors surrounding me every day? When you're young, your reputation that you're actually trying to build may be very important to you. It's understandable. It is. It's very understandable. You're trying to establish yourself in life. No matter how good you are in school and all of that, when you're young, you don't know a lot. You don't know a lot about life. You haven't experienced it yet. Life is not something that you can gain experience from by reading or even sitting in a classroom. You have to go out there and live that thing. You have to find out how people are by seeing and experiencing how people are. And some people get very disenchanted with this concept because they know that in order to get to know people and for people to get to know them, they're going to have to interact with them. And they're going to have to go through these things like rumors, these things like being talked about negatively, these things like not being shown love or respect and having to climb yourself out of holes that you didn't even dig for yourself. And that's kind of like what being young is all about. And this thing can stretch all the way into adulthood, into old age or whatever. The more interesting you are, the more people are going to want to know about you. Why do you think that celebrities are always being talked about? And for them, that's actually something that's going to make them money. It's going to actually put money in their pocket when rumors surround them. And that's whether they're positive rumors or negative rumors, because they can always do things. Have you ever wondered, for those of y'all who don't really know how show business works, have you ever noticed or wondered why certain celebrities don't just clear up once and for all of the, you know, some of the rumors that you know that they have heard? Like back in the day, remember the boy Big Daddy Kane? Remember back in like, what was it, 89 and 90, when Big Daddy Kane had the rumors swirling around him about him having AIDS? Remember that? You know what I mean? That's back in the 90s, that was a serious rumor. It was 1990. And people really believe that Big Daddy Kane had AIDS. Now, I don't know how that shit came along, but one thing that somebody understood was that an AIDS rumor in 1990, when nobody had been cured of that disease and that condition, and because it happened so much through sexual contact and drug use, but most of us wasn't on drugs, so we... intravenous drugs, so we weren't really worried about that, but we wasn't 100% sure that we couldn't get the shit through kissing. Remember 1990? We weren't 100% sure that we couldn't get it through kissing. I think in 1989 I had a health class where they said that it's very unlikely for you to get it through saliva. We wasn't trying to hear that shit, like, man, fuck that. It's just like the coronavirus now. But, you know, coronavirus is killing motherfuckers fast. Whereas AIDS, it, you know, we had like a 5-year run or whatever. You know, by 1990, you have to consider that Magic Johnson contracted HIV, allegedly. Still, I'm still kind of on the fence about that shit. But you understand? See what I'm talking about? In 1991, fall of 1991, Magic was diagnosed with HIV. And Magic looks very, very healthy. He's undetectable. If you test him for HIV right now, it'll come up negative. But they still haven't said that that they have a definitive, ironclad, straight up and down, no doubt about it cure. So an AIDS rumor, like what happened with Big Daddy Kane, by the way, I fucked my finger up today bad. Split that shit. Reaching for my knife, yeah. Reaching for my knife and the damn knife, the belt clip or the pocket clip, I think that cut me. And it cut deep and a long cut. So I had to doctor my joint up with a Band-Aid, and then I had to Then I had to reinforce it with a young tape. So yeah, so when you think about what happened with Big Daddy Kane in the 90s, you know, that was serious shit. It was serious shit. And he had a lot of fans. So there were people who was wishing him well, and he wasn't sick. And there were people who were probably like, well, that's what he get. But he wasn't sick. Shout out to Big Daddy Kane. You know what I mean? Big Daddy's in the house. But he's a popular rapper, and he was subject to a terrible rumor that could have really done his career dirty. But he got through that. He got through that without publicly addressing it, and that I remember. Now, it is definitely possible that he actually did address it and got it taken care of in some kind of way through a press conference, but I don't remember that. We ain't had no internet in 1990. In 1991, we did, but it was in its infancy stages, and people couldn't. We didn't even have internet service yet. Like, what was that? What was internet service? I ain't got no shit like that. We ain't got internet service. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had just, the first time I heard about email was in 1992. The first time I heard of the internet was 1992. Ooh. It's funny because when you think about computers now, you're thinking like, well, what do we do on a computer when there was no internet? Basically, it was like a glorified typewriter, unless you wrote these long-ass DOS programs just to make a circle or a square. It used to be pages. Y'all remember this shit? It used to be pages and pages of programs. Go to, what was that computer language that you had on your little Texas Instrument computer? I know some of y'all had the Commodore 64. The Texas Instrument joint, you know what I'm saying? And the Coleco, you know, Atari 800, Atari 400, and Atari 800. You would have these long ass programs, and all they would do was make a circle. It was like, so we hadn't gotten into the future of what graphic design would come to be. Easy stages. We didn't even have Windows yet. Windows, you know, Microsoft. Anyway, so going all the way back then with Big Daddy Kane and a rumor being started about him that he had AIDS, not HIV positive, straight AIDS in 1990. And I remember thinking like, damn, man, I hope Big Daddy beat that shit. In 1990, nobody beat it that we knew of. Nobody. That we knew of. I'm sure that there were people who were probably on their way to finding out how to beat it, maybe through an alkaline diet or whatever. But nonetheless, what we're talking about, the reason that people talk about you, the reason that they spread rumors about you, Big Daddy Kane was a polarizing figure. He wasn't a big, great superstar. He was a rapper. But he was a big rapper. He was a big rapper, not in terms of how much money he was making or worldwide acclaim, but he was a very good rapper. I mean, extremely good, a pioneering type of rapper. He was one of those rappers who made up that style at the time. Like, I'm going here, there, and get squared, and I do the thing, then I break it down, don't take it down. Y'all niggas don't understand the thing. You know, he had a style that a lot of cats like, damn, man, can't do it. We had to put up with LL, now we got to put up with this dude. He was one of those rappers that cats would bite. And evidently somebody saw an opening to, you know, trying to damage his career. And he didn't address it at the time that I know of. Now, y'all may know, I'm not saying that he didn't address it to anybody, but I didn't know of him addressing it. I had never seen any commentary or TV shows or press conferences where they said that Big Daddy Kane did anything about those rumors. But turns out that he didn't have it, and he's still alive and well to this day. And he's still a lot of people's favorite rapper to this day. He actually wasn't my favorite rapper, but I liked him a lot. And you know how it is when you're young, you know, 18, 19, 20, you know, your celebrity superstars are right there in your own age frame. So, you know, it's personal. And you think you measure that by the things that you're going through. And it's like, damn. You ever wonder if you would be able to survive some of the slander, the rumors, and maybe even when it's the truth of some of these celebrities? Have you ever wondered what that would be like if you were in that position? Because most of the times when we fantasize, if you fantasize about being a celebrity, you're fantasizing about having screaming fans and having a lot of money and access. It seems fun. They show you the fun side of being a celebrity. But if you can't take anything from the internet, one thing that you have to give to the internet is that it shows you how taxing, how emotionally taxing being a celebrity can be on the negative side. That's what we've seen on the internet. We didn't used to get that. Think about it. Before the internet, we didn't read about celebrities' problems in Right On magazine, Word Up magazine. What was the other one? It was Right On, Word Up. What was the other one besides, before Word Up? I mean, you had The Source. That came out later, and that was just rappers. Right On and... what was the other one, y'all? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Robin Ming says, I must be important for them to be talking about me, but tell me to my face. Good luck with that. You know how that go. They don't want to be confrontational. They just want you to know that, you know. They just want other people to know that you something to be talked about. They newsy as hell and don't have a life of their own. Sometimes that's the case. Sometimes they just want to focus on your life. Emily Dunlap in the house. She says, but I wish that they would find another hobby and stop discussing me. I got fans and not even in the industry. Funny you should say that. Carol Chamberlain says, Omar, for the record, I have liked, shared, and subscribed, damn it. That's not going to stop me from telling you. Matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up. Listen, I need y'all to hit that like button. I need y'all to hit the like button. I need y'all to share the show. And I need y'all to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel so you can get these notifications when we be on the air every day, my dear. We're going to be here right here 7 o'clock. Yeah. On weekdays, 11 o'clock. On the weekends, don't start that shit, y'all saying, my friend. Yeah, I be a little late sometimes, but we get it popping. And you know that I'm... Cherry says, don't ask my neighbors. Don't ask my friends. I hang around. Just ask me. I'll tell you the truth. Well, you might tell them the truth, and you might tell them to find out for themselves. One of the reasons that celebrities don't always come out with the truth about whatever they have going on as far as rumors about them are concerned is because they have publishers. They have publicists. And a publicist is somebody who garners publicity for you. They know that when they have people talking about you and watching you, then that's going to make money for you. Celebrities make money off of rumors. They can go on TV shows, give interviews, sell records. People go watch their movies. You know, they rein in interest of them, and until that candle burns out, they're gonna be eaten. They're gonna be eaten off of that. But around the way, you ain't eaten off of that. Around the way, you gotta worry about, you know, making sure that your girlfriend, that your boyfriend, that your mama and your daddy don't hear that bullshit they talk about you. And some of the times, them rumors be true. And even when they be true, they ain't all the way true because they wasn't there and they ain't seen you. And even sometimes when they seen you, they didn't see you. and the light that you was giving off is kind of bright. So you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. But these are some of the reasons that people keep their mouths. You are interesting, brothers. You are interesting, sisters. You are somebody that somebody wants to see. And it may not be the way that you want to be seen, but it's undeniable that they all up on you. You know, like Roxanne Shantay used to say back in the day, they all in my yacht. I'm like, they all in your yacht. You know, like, you mean like pork yacht that you get at the Chinese restaurant? Yeah, that yacht. So they all up in your thick noodles? Yeah, they all up in my thick noodles. Thick noodles is your brain. Y'all seen how a brain looks. Y'all seen how a brain looks. But unlike celebrities, certain rumors may have people that you want to be respected by looking at you sideways. And it's not a good look. You know, when you're a young girl, for example, you don't want Miss May. You don't want Miss May down the street that used to really babysit you and you know, used to tell on you if they saw you doing something bad. And, you know, you had a good relationship with your elders. You don't want Miss May looking at you like, you know, like you some kind of fast-ass, loose girl from around the way. You don't want that. You know you don't want that. So when people try to paint you in that light, of course, it's going to make you a little... It can actually lead to depression for some people, trying to control the rumors that are spread about them. Take like Michael Jackson back in the day. Remember when Michael Jackson first got accused of pedophilia, whatever? Remember? Now, Michael Jackson paid $25 million to make that go away. For me, no way that he didn't do it. Because I ain't going to make you rich for life just to stop lying on me. There was definitely fire where that Michael Jackson smoke was. I don't know about the second time or the third time, whatever. I don't know about the time he was actually facing criminal charges before. But that first time, I'm convinced that Mike did that. I mean, he had all of, you know, anybody who has studied psychology and you study pedophiles, the whole profile. There was almost no profile about sexual predators as far as pedophiles are concerned that he didn't fit. I mean, it shit fit him like that sequin glove. It's crazy. And the only people who couldn't see that were his deepest fans who didn't understand that, who didn't understand the profile of a pedophile. And I'm like, I bet you that anybody who has been sexually molested or assaulted by somebody like Michael Jackson, I bet you they was like, well, I like Beat It. I like Billie Jean. I like, don't blame it on sunshine. I don't blame it on the moonlight. I don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie. But Mike did that shit. That's how they was looking at it. Like, I love his music. I like it. I love the way he dances and all of that. He's a superstar and he's my favorite. But he did that shit. It's people to this day that don't want to look at Michael Jackson like that. Don't be talking down to the dead. Like, I'm talking about when he was alive. He did it. He did it like your uncle did it. He did it like your father did it. He did it like your cousin did it. He did it like your next door neighbor did it. He did it like everybody who did it to you and lied and said and told you you better not tell, and they lied about it when it came back to them. He did it. The thing is, did nobody give you $25 million or your family $25 million to make you shut the fuck up? You shut the fuck up because you didn't think nobody was going to believe you. You shut the fuck up because it was going to make your cousin look bad. It was going to make your father look bad. It was going to make your stepdad look bad. It was going to make your uncle look bad. It was going to make it was going to fuck up the family. You think the Rona is going to fuck up this Thanksgiving? Let it come out. That's your goddamn Uncle Bob been making you go down on him. And it wasn't a rumor. It happened. So you the one got to suffer for this shit so Uncle Bob can be free. So Uncle Bob can have cranberry sauce and fucking turkey and gravy and dressing. You know, dressing and stuffing with the gravy on it. Very popular down south. Up here in the north, we didn't even know about dressing until we went down south or up north or wherever from the people who came down south. Anyway, it's a tough situation. It is. So when we talk about a situation where you have been talked about, where you have been put on blast, where you have been, you know, you have been the subject of conversation around the way. Good, bad, indifferent. Well, it's never indifferent. There's always a subject line to a subject and an emotional line attached to when you're talked about. Okay. Oh yeah. Cal Jefferson said, and then came AOL dial-up. Yo, remember, they would give you the CD. They would give you the CD to pop up in your CD-ROM. Yo, 1,000 hours. Free internet, 1,000 hours, baby. 1,000 hours of internet dial-up. Remember how I did you that? Yo, can't nobody call your line? Can't nobody call your phone for the time that you're gonna be on the internet? You got call waiting, or what we used to call a two-way. You had a two-way line, but not when you was online. Shut that shit down. Don't interrupt your little dial-up internet connection. They came out with DSL. You was like, yo, this is lightning fast. Lightning fast DSL is. That shit was still slow. You know what I'm saying? He came out with broadband. That Comcast broadband cable. I'm like, yo, it's just fast in the mud. We didn't even really understand what fast internet meant. We wasn't even downloading and all that. We was just trying to go to this site and that site. Shout out to everybody who fucked up y'all computers with viruses because y'all was going on them porn sites. You know what I'm saying? You was going on them porn sites. You nasty ass going to porn. You nasty ass going to porn sites. Yo, you fucked up your internet. Yo, you got virus all over your shit. You good on the internet. Trying to download songs for free off of LimeWire. Shout out to everybody who fucked up their computer trying to download songs off LimeWire. LimeWire. First it was Napster. Then it was LimeWire. You got people out here. LimeWire is still out. It's just not called LimeWire anymore. And yeah, it'll still fuck your shit up. Them viruses now are much more definitive. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Maya? I'm feeling good to see me some you. All right. Cal Chamberlain says, I've had people talk and spread rumors about me, and I let it fly. Not worth the energy. When I know it's not true, I just say, F them is what I say. I said, F them is what I say. I said, F them. What I say. I said, F'em. What I say, I said, F'em. What I say, I said, F'em. When you're younger, though, it's a little harder to say F them, though, ain't it? Ain't it, Miss Chamberlain? When you're younger, you're trying to build up your reputation. When you're younger, you're not ready. You're not built. You're not experienced to know that problems will go away even if you don't address them. You're not experienced enough to know that people are only talking about you because they actually have interest in you. You haven't been able to unpack that yet. You haven't been taught that yet. You haven't been shown that yet. You haven't experienced that yet. So, you know, when you're a teenager or whatever, you're trying to get things to where you need them to be right then and there. Your peer group is very important to you. You're trying to get it popping with your friends, your neighbors, your boyfriend, girlfriends, your lovers. You don't even know how to love yet, but you know that you want it to feel good. And a lot of things that make you feel good when you're younger are the things that what can actually wind up making you feel bad. You're trying to make friends. And the way that you tried to make friends wound up making some enemies for you. But that was in the beginning. Some of us have learned our lessons, taken our bumps and bruises, have gone through the fire. Through the fire, through the limit, through the wall. To have the chance of loving you, I gladly risk it all. Through the fire, hold on. Because even though we've gotten deep into the show, I think that you should know that if you call into the show, it will be a good look, yo. And you want to even call in and have something you say when you fall in. Let me check over here. I ain't over the chat room over here in Blog Talk. There it is, 7:48. We all right, though. You want to call into the show, totally uncensored show. Express your passion in any form or fashion. You do your thing. You can talk or sing. It don't matter. You got something on your mind, we'll get it off your chest and say it like you the best. And the number of the call, And yo, 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I'm your host on 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrr. And we are talking about what it means when they be talking about you. When they spreading rumors about you, what it means. You interesting. You are interesting. Yes, you are. You are interesting. Yeah. All right. YS Book says, hold on. Captain Timber says, Omar, you've been having a few accidents lately. A sign of aging. Yo, no, I've been fucking myself up all my life. What you talking about? You know how much head trauma I done had? You know how many cuts, scrapes, abrasions, burns I done suffered in my... When I cut this finger bad today. I cut it bad. That shit was a hairline cut. It was deep as shit. And you know, it was like a cartoon. Like as deep as the cut was, it wouldn't start... It ain't start bleeding. So I stopped looking at it. Because when you keep looking at it, it'd be like on a cartoon. Yeah, they walk off a cliff, but they don't start falling until they look down. I was like, oh, fuck. So it didn't squirt like that. It was chilling. But it was starting to. So I was like, all right, I got to wrap that shit up. But it's a deep cut. I'm in a bad way. Oh, by the way, I took a Rona test. I took a test for the Rona the other last week. Turns out I don't got the Rona. But I feel like I had the Rona. Y'all hear me coughing on the show. But I've been phlegmy all my life. So I'm good with the Rona. You know what I'm saying? I'm good with the Rona. Are you? Are you good with the Rona? All right. Hold up. Why is books? She says, go ahead, Omar. Start a rumor about me. I need to sell some books. Publicity. As much as she might be joking, it's actually the truth. The more rumors and controversy you have swirling around you as a public figure, people going to tune in. They eating off of that. But you personally, in your personal life, and you're not out there in front of cameras. You're not in the public eye. That's not how you make your money. I'm not talking about you, YS Books, because you're actually in that space right now. But the regular person, they don't want that heat. They're not in it for that kind of shit. They just trying to, you know, have some fun with their friends. Had a little help with my friends. I mean, had a little help from my friends. Shout out to Joe Cocker. Shout out to Joe Cocker. Who knows what tomorrow brings? In a world few hearts survive. All I know is the way I feel. And it's real. We keep hope alive. The road is long. There are mountains. There are ways. Shout out to Joe Cocker. Joe Cocker was on some old cerebral palsy shit. He was doing the Harlem Shake. Joe Cocker was doing the Harlem Shake before the Harlem Shake was Harlem Shake. Those who know who Joe Cocker is, you know what I'm talking about. He was type retarded on the mic. But hey, you getting his shit off though. Shout out to Joe Cocker. Shout out to Joe Cocker. Okay. All right, what are we talking about? All right. Isel Jones says R. Kelly was able to hide his problems. Oh no, he wasn't. He ain't never really been able to hide it. The more famous he got, the worse those rumors got. And the problem is with R. Kelly is most of the rumors about him are true. He got a thing for young girls. He can't help it, though. R. Kelly can't read. And people don't really understand the significance of his pedophilia and that he can't read. See, when you can't read, okay. Now, don't get me wrong. R. Kelly is not stupid. He's not unintelligent at all. But he has a learning disability. He can't read very well. Yet, he's written thousands of songs. But the way he has written the songs is he has done dictation to somebody and they wrote down the lyrics. He writes songs. He just doesn't physically write songs. He gives the lyrics to somebody and then they write the songs down for him. Because if you buy R. Kelly album, you'll notice that they have the lyrics to all of his songs. But see, when you can't read, when you have that type of developmental block, a developmental disability, it kind of keeps you juvenile. And unfortunately, it has made him sort of like a juvenile delinquent, but he's 52 years old. So he's like a 52-year-old juvenile delinquent, sexual deviant. But of course, he's going to be able to relate to young people a little bit more or a lot more than people his own age because when you can't read about yourself, It's going to be hard to develop yourself. It's going to be hard to imagine. It's going to take a toll on your imagination of things that are far away from you. You can't read about them. You can't even read up on yourself and get a greater understanding about the way that you feel, especially if you're famous and you're making money a lot of money for somebody else. So they're going to try to sweep those problems under the rug, but it can't be done. Same problem with Mike Tyson. But Mike Tyson is not unintelligent either. But did you notice how they used to try to paint him as being unintelligent? You ever notice that? When Mike Tyson was coming up and when he started getting in trouble, they tried to make him seem like he was stupid. And he talked with a bit of a lisp and that kind of shit. Mike Tyson ain't stupid for a motherfucking minute. It's not to say that he doesn't have some developmental problems, though, but he's not stupid. As a matter of fact, do yourself a favor and look at the Mike Tyson made a movie, a documentary about maybe 8 years ago. And Mike Tyson tells his own story about the rape allegations with that chick up in Rhode Island, about Don King, about when he went to jail, about his experience as being a boxer. It was very interesting. And Mike, you see, like, this man ain't dumb for a motherfucking second. And you ain't gonna tell me that he just learned all of this stuff that he's talking about. Because although he didn't sound scholarly while he was telling his story, he was very revealing and very concise and extremely easy to understand. Plain language, breaking it down in his own words. And I'm sure that there was probably even more to what he was saying because, through editing and all of that, I'm sure that some of the stuff landed on the cutting room floor. But to hear him speak about his experiences in his own words was very revealing. Oh, hold on. Seems like we got a call all up on the line. Wait a minute, man. Wait a goddamn minute. We're going to get you on right now. I got to extend this show a little something. Caller with the last number is 8658. Welcome to the Daily Go Get It Business Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind?
Hey, first, you did say you cut that finger deep. So before I get into anything else, you might want to get some Steri-Strips, close it up, and bandage it just in case you need stitches. Number one. Okay, that's out the way. I've given you all the concern I want to give you today.
You don't know me like that. You can't tell me what to do. You're not my mother.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm trying to help you.
How I know you're trying to help me?
God. Anyway, I can't stand you. But anyway, you were talking about the Mike Tyson documentary. Mm-hmm. I saw that. That was real deep. That
it was good.
Really deep.
I was like, this shit is hot.
And I mean, in his words, and you know he's not the most literate person, mm-hmm. but hearing it come out of his mouth and hearing how he described it, that was a good show. That was real, real good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, let me ask
these
you something.
Rumors. Go
let
ahead.
Me ask you,
go ahead.
Do you like the stuff that he was talking about, like when he got locked up for the rape and all of that? Do you think that if he would have had the chance to speak about it in his words the way that he spoke in that documentary, do you think it would have made a difference in the outcome of his case?
I do, because I never considered it to be rape.
Okay.
And I say that as a woman, but if I come to your house at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, tell my let's watch TV, come on now, we all know what that's hitting for. You know? And he a man. He a boxer. You know yourself because you a man. When they're athletes, you know, they try to tell them that there are times they have to stay away from sexual encounters when they got fights coming or games coming up and that kind of stuff. So let's put two and two together. Let's be grown about this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, maybe I'm wrong, but, you know.
I don't think you're all the way wrong, but even if you're a little bit wrong. You good.
But I never believed it was rape. I never did. Because I ain't going to no man's house at 2 o'clock in the morning talking about let's Netflix and chill. Come on, we know what that's about.
Yeah.
But getting to rumors, when I was about 14, my dad sent me to live with his sister because he took a second job and I was the only one home. He didn't want me home at night, okay? Stayed with my aunt for about a year. During that time, one of my brothers, he got married. Him and his wife had a little boy. They moved into the home so that I could come back home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I always had my nephew. Well, the newsy Susie's on the block, and all of them, they got to flapping their lips. They asked my dad, did Cal have a baby? My dad was like, hell no, my daughter ain't had no baby. Oh, because I see her with that baby all the time. You know, now, I couldn't say nothing to him because, you know, I'm a kid. I'm 14 years old.
Right.
Can't be disrespectful, you know. But that's how I always get started. That stuff went all up and down the block 2 or 3 times. You know, I mean, because they didn't know. Unfortunately for me, my nephew looked like he could have been my kid because that's how much I looked like his father. So it was kind of hard to disprove that rumor, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is how stuff
how
gets,
old,
you
how
know. I was about 14. Man, I wasn't having no baby.
That's a tough rumor at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell, my dad would have killed me.
I know, right? You know, I guess he wasn't thinking about that, but yeah.
No. I mean, yeah, but I mean, rumors can be really detrimental, you know, to people, because that one was not as nasty as some of the rumors I've heard about other people.
Okay.
You know, I mean, some of that stuff I heard was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Depending on what your maturity level is and what your experience level is, as a young person, you know, you don't want any negative rumors swirling around you. You're trying to establish yourself. You're trying to be liked and respected and admired and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes you may just be trying to slip through the cracks. Like, you know, you're just trying to mind your business and have everybody else mind theirs. And you realize that maybe something about the way you look is you could be cute, or you may dress nice, or you may just know how to dance. Remember, when we was younger, just knowing how to dance would get you far in life, you know? But something about you captured people's attention. And here, next thing you know, it went from a good thing, it went from a thing where people may have wanted to get close to you and be nice to you and get to know you, to all of a sudden you messing around with everybody's boyfriend or girlfriend.
Well, here's the thing. Like you said, rumors. You know, and like I said earlier in the comments, a lot of that is jealousy. People are jealous because you might look good. You know, you might dress nice. Maybe you live in a real nice house. So they get jealous of you because they don't have it. And they also are jealous because they don't know how to get it.
Right.
You know, so rather than to, you know, like, if you got something I like, okay, I'm going to come to you and say, hey, oh, you know, I really like X, Y, and Z. You know, we had that conversation before. You promised me a couple of things. I ain't get them, but it's cool. I'm still, you know, we still cool. But, you know, I'm not going to spread rumors about you. Because I could say, you know, I could say some things about some stuff. But come on, why? The thing is, if somebody has something I don't have and I admire it, you know, I'm a big enough girl to say, hey, that's slick. Or it ain't about saying, oh, they probably stole it. You know, so-and-so got a house around the corner. They selling hot stuff out of, and he be in there all the time. Come on now. We're not kids no more. But it is. It is a lot of jealousy.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
People think that jealousy is just when you have something that somebody else has. They don't realize how it spills over into people wanting to tear down parts of your life that they would like to have for themselves but don't know how to get for whatever reason. You understand? So, and they also don't realize the sensitivities that somebody may have as far as trying to protect their identity, trying to protect their sense of self, trying to protect their self-esteem. It's tough. It can really, really be tough. And when somebody doesn't really give a shit, or they think that you're tough enough to be able to withstand that, many times you are, but not everybody is. You know, people have committed suicide over this kind of shit.
I was getting ready to say, have you paid attention to the youth suicide?
Yes, I have.
I mean, we got young people. We got kids 8 on up that are killing themselves because they're being ridiculed. Rumors are being, told about them. It's horrible, man.
Well, see, when we were growing up, we ain't had no internet. So
No. We
had the farthest a rumor was going to get around about you was around the way. Six blocks.
And then after a while, people got tired of it. And
because
they moved on to something else.
But you were also accessible. So people could ask if it was true, and they could also find out if people were lying about you. They could find out
right. Fact.
You know, you had people on your side that were going to defend you. Now, this internet shit, imagine back in the day, you know, girls wearing skirts and all that kind of shit, and they got video of you kissing some boy on the back steps of your high school, and y'all might not have been doing a kissing, but they done messed around and doctored up the video and made it look like he had his hand up your skirt and all of that, you know, all kinds
yeah.
of shit you can see nowadays, and you can't defend yourself against all these people who don't know you. Now you famous like all around the world for some fuck shit. Bring to it towards yourself, and you ain't making no money off of it.
Nope. And they hiding behind a keyboard spreading rumors.
Yeah.
Posting stuff. I mean, you see it every day on Facebook where they posting crap about people. They don't even know half the people. Okay?
Yeah.
So, rumors can be detrimental. And like I said, the suicide rate for young people today is astronomical. It's sad as hell.
Bad enough
kids are getting cancer, you know?
Yeah.
But y'all killing them off with rumors.
Yeah, the internet can be a very powerful tool to do good things if it is in the hands of a good person with good intentions. It can be
right.
a horrible thing. It can be the worst thing in your life if it falls in the hands of somebody who wants to take you down because they can do it. You know, unfortunately, fiction is stronger than fact a lot of times. And conjecture and innuendo and rumors and just straight up lies are the juicy things. That's the tea. Everybody wants a little bit of the tea. They don't want the good shit. They want the tea.
Yeah.
And it happens.
It does. And it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. If you stick it out, it'll be okay. But in your young mind, you can't see that future. You haven't lived that. You haven't seen people. You haven't seen people beat those cases. You haven't seen them progress past that, overcome them. You're not there yet. You need that shit right now. You need for that shit to stop, and you need for everybody to love you right now. And I'm, you know, and everybody is different. Some people can get through these kinds of things and say, fuck it. But a lot of people are fragile in that regard. They just want to be loved. You know, you 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, whatever. And you used to being the person that people like all the time. And now you got to deal with this adversity. Everybody just can't deal with it that well.
I think it's the level of the adversity. You know what I mean? Because, yeah, like, when I was coming up, the rumors that were spread about people, that was just, truthfully, it was just bullshit. You know what I mean? It
yeah.
wasn't nothing that you would want to jump out your second floor window, okay? But
mm-hmm.
today, between the going live and the videos and they're on the internet, they're Googling stuff, they are transposing images of people into videos and all that kind of crazy stuff. I mean, these
yeah.
kids today are so technically advanced.
Right.
That shit's scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, if we could channel what they have to do dirt into good, we'd solve a lot of problems in this world. Now, you think
and,
about that.
And you can. The problem is, that ain't making no money. Controversy
exactly.
sells. Controversy sells. Don't nobody want to hear, or nowadays, don't nobody even believe all of the good shit that they hear about you.
No.
And that's
yeah,
the, that lets you know where we are. And that's terrible, really. It's terrible. That's terrible. That's terrible.
Well, I just, you know, I mean, the rumor thing, yeah, I despise it. I try to find good in people. When I hear shit bad about people that I know, if I know the person, and I think any of us that know the person well enough,
mm-hmm.
Then I know what to believe and what not to believe, you know. And I think if more people took that approach, but like you said, most of this is geared to money. It's all, everything in this world today is geared to money.
Or attention.
Well,
because,
yeah, but to get attention, you're going to make money.
See,
somewhere down the line.
A tool.
Some money going to come out of it.
Well, yeah. Or the attention. So,
yeah.
So a tool to do good in the hands of a good person is going to wield good results. And the tool to wreak havoc and do bad things is going to be very effective in somebody that wants to do bad. And that's where we get caught up at. That's where there's a breakdown in the intent to do right or wrong. But as we learn, as we grow, as we mature, we learn that all you got to do is hang in there. Because the truth will
yeah.
come out as long as you are around to tell the truth. That's one of the worst things about people committing suicide over rumors and stuff like that. And you know, a lot of depression and stuff is mixed in with that. It's not just like, you know, they just couldn't take depression. They just killed themselves. You know, if you already are having problems with depression and stuff like that, and now you're having something that's fueling it because you feel like everybody is against you. It can turn out really, really tragic. But on the flip side of that, if you are strong enough emotionally to stay the course and get past those rumors and those bad intentions of other people, you'll find that, oh, you'll actually outlast these people, because people will start seeing that they are just trying to tear you down, and you are actually building yourself up and proving that you have staying power. And most people actually experience that, but it's a bumpy ride along the way. People talk about you. People talked about Jesus, Carol. They talked about Jesus.
And they still are.
I know. Talk about
Look
Jesus.
Look at the memes on Facebook about Jesus.
I know, right?
Okay.
Yo. They be doing
first time something dirt. Happened, the famous one, Jesus, take the wheel. You know what I mean?
They be doing Jesus dirty, man.
Yeah.
Yo.
I mean, it's just it's like, is nothing sacred? Nothing is sacred. You know, ain't nothing off limits. You know, yeah,
mm-hmm.
but I just wanted to put my two cents in because I just noticed that Ansel said something that's very true. You see it a lot when people fear you. What and why are they doing that? And that's
yeah.
so true. That is very true.
Hey.
You know, we still got crab in the barrel mentality, Omar.
Man, do we? Do we?
And it seems to get worse and worse. You know, I mean, it does. And you know, and then you got parents, and I mean, no disrespect to nobody listening, because I think we're all of that era where we want the best for our children. But you got parents know that their kids are going through something, and they're so self-absorbed, they ain't got time for that. And there you have kids who feel lonely, they feel deserted, they feel that they fall into depression, and a lot of them kill themselves because they have nobody to go to.
And that's the saddest part. We're really trying to make sure that we avoid somebody committing suicide. And, you know, and I think that if people get the help that they need, and if they're made to feel comfortable about expressing.
A lot of people, a lot of grown folks, we know, I'm sure we all know somebody that needs help and won't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a fear of getting it or if it's a stigma attached to it, because, you know, as Black people, we tend to think that, you know, there is a stigma to having mental illness, that we're not supposed to talk about it. That's a big stigma for us as Blacks.
Well, you know, I've used my mental illness, you know, for to my advantage, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah,
I'm real mentally ill. I'm ill.
But it's okay, though. We know you are. We know you are. But I just, you know, I just thought I wanted to say that because, you know, that's something that we didn't touch on. It's like when we're talking about people, you know, having issues and stuff with rumors and the effects that rumors can have on people. And it's just not kids that commit suicide. Hell, it's a lot of grown-ups that did it, too.
Yeah, but they did it because they was sad.
Well, look at Phyllis Hyman. She did it because she never felt secure in any relationship that she had.
Who was
and
sadder
when
than
she her? Gave... Huh?
Who was sadder than Phyllis Hyman? Need me on the moon.
I know. Okay, her songs told it all. You know what I mean? They really, she was telling us all along.
Yo. I was like, yo, this joint got too much talent to be that sad. Cheer up, shorty.
Hello? Yes.
Damn.
Yes. And I mean, hers was all about, to me, what I took of it was, she was probably in bad relationships. She loved harder than they loved. And her self-esteem was lowered. So she figured, you know, hey, I can't deal with this no more. I'm out.
But see,
and I mean, I felt like I lost a family member then when she died. I was like, how the hell you kill yourself?
Yeah, when your mind ain't right, when you're suffering from mental illness, low self-esteem and all of that, all your relationships are going to be bad because you can't see the good in life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're right. But it's a sad thing. It really is.
It is.
And I know it's a cliche. It's becoming a cliche. You got to do better. It's true.
Yeah.
But it does sound like a cliche.
Well, don't ever consider killing yourself because I'm going to have to, you know what I mean, do you dirty.
Look. I'm going to stay here so long that I'm going to really drive your ass crazy.
Good. Because okay. I hate spreading rumors about people who committed suicide. So, yeah, me. So, don't
yeah,
make
I'm
me
telling
do-
you. That ain't a rumor. You heard it from me. I'm going to stay around long enough to aggravate the hell out of you. Okay? That's my promise.
Good.
Yep. Listen, I gotta go. Have a good night, everybody. All the go-getters celebrating the birthday. Enjoy. Peace, love, light to all of y'all. Much all love. Right. See you later.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate me some
you're
you.
Welcome.
Peace. All right. What we going? What's with Guan do? Watch what Guan do. We got to do these birthday shout-outs, y'all. We got to do these birthday shout-outs, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We got to do these birthday shout-outs. Some people were born on this glorious. 18th of November, Scorpio 18th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-T-E-C-T. They get the R-E-S-T-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, my cuz, my older cuz, turning 72 years old today, Daisy Carter. Hey, yo, Daisy Carter. Happy birthday to you, Daisy Carter, and also Latoya Doman, turning 39 years old today, and Micheline Joseph, turning 22 years old today. She lying. She ain't no way this old head is 22, but it's all good. Love is love. Yeah, you bugging. And also Norma Turner, turning 54 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Norma. Norma. And Francesca Rodriguez, turning 22. 25 years old today. Happy birthday to you, youngin. And Rosanna Rodriguez Martinez, turning 32 years old today. And Kenya Strachan, 40 years old today. She turned 40 years old today. She got a 40 in her hand. She go, bow, 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 blam. Happy birthday to you, Kenya. And last but not least, my girl, Alicia Atkins Opeke. She got a new last name. Alicia Atkins Opeke. Hey, turning 49 years old today. I say, hey, she's turning 49 years old today. 1971, baby, but she's not blind. It's the cripple crazy. All right, y'all. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for this. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, hey, yo. I say, yo. People going to talk about you. They talked about Jesus. People going to talk about you. Talk about Jesus. They talk about you now. They talk about Jesus then. What you think that you're going to get around the room is my friend. But you stay the course. And you still going to come out just like you a boss. You don't worry about what they say. You make sure that you do the right thing today. People tear you down with rumors, but you pluck them things off, remove them like a tumor. But you don't need no surgery, doctor. Just make sure that you keep your mentally on lock and make sure that you gonna be all right. Talk to your friends and people you can trust tonight, and they going to give you that good advice. Make sure them motherfuckers not the one to tear you down in the first motherfucking place, bitch ass nigga. I'm gonna tell y'all something, man. Yeah, I mean it is what it is. It's hard out here. You know people be. People putting guns to their faces, taking whole bottles of pills, slitting their wrists, and all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We need order. We need order. It's going to be all right, though. One thing you'll learn about living life is that the rumors don't follow you when you stop following the rumors. When you stop trying to make everybody stop talking about you, people will stop talking about you because the truth shines through. And the more people that you show the real you to, they're going to start taking up for you. So you ain't got to worry about it. You do good, the good is going to follow you. I said, you do good, the good is going to follow you. But if you're one of those pretty kitties and niggas can't get with you, they're going to be like, yo, I want to suck a city, but I just can't do it. She won't let me. I ain't stepped to it because I was kind of scared she would upset me. And tell me no, and shoot me down. Little did you know she didn't look at you like you was a clown. And you, my sister, you could have got with that dude, but you really didn't think that he wanted to eat you like food. when people are spreading rumors about you, it's not always because you are a bad person. Most of the time, it's not because you're a bad person at all. But you got to hang in there. You know, listen to the voice of reason and the voice of maturity and the voice of experience, people who can help you out. And it's going to be your ride, and everything is going to be your ride. Thank you. Won't Well, it will. Sit back, relax, and chill. Do your thing from 9 until. I want to thank everybody for coming out. I appreciate y'all coming through. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. Yo, if you haven't liked the show yet, like the show. If you haven't shared the show yet, share the show. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, subscribe to the channel, because as you can see, we have fun every day, hon. Love is love, man. Love y'all to death. Resuscitate you and love you right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday, Throwback Thursday, you, mine, his, hers day. Appreciate y'all. Yeah, you know I mean, for Bev. So Blog Talk, we're going to let y'all go. We're going to get on up out of here, man. Peace to y'all.